This is the 16th audio in a series that deals with the chapters that are there in the Gospel of Matthew. And in this audio, I'll be taking a look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew starts off the chapter by writing, "Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, 'When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.' And he left them and departed." We see two groups of people coming to test Jesus here. And one of the groups was called the Sadducees, and the other group was called the Pharisees. The Sadducees were largely secular in their practice of religion. They did not believe in resurrection, and they did not believe in any afterlife. That means they did not believe in eternal blessings or punishment. They believed that this life is all there is. And also they did not believe in angels and demons. Most of the Sadducees were affluent people, and they came from families of noble birth, and they were well connected with the ruling authorities among the Roman government. That's why they held a great deal of political power. Now the other group, the Pharisees, were more religious. They took the Old Testament scriptures literally. That's why they believed in angels and demons and in the afterlife. They were closely connected with the common people among the Jews. The Pharisees had a lot of power because of their influence over the common people in Jerusalem and the surrounding areas. Now they joined forces here to come and question Jesus because they saw him as a threat. And they come and ask Jesus for a sign from heaven. But then Jesus tells them that you can interpret how the sky is, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. No sign shall be given to them except the sign of the prophet Jonah. By using the sign of Jonah, who was inside a great fish for 3 days, Jesus was predicting his death and resurrection. And that is what he tells the Pharisees and Sadducees here, though at that time they would not have understood what Jesus was saying. And then Jesus warned his disciples by saying that take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the disciples, they reasoned among themselves, saying that it is because we have taken no bread. But then Jesus, being aware of that, he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then the disciples understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. What Jesus was basically telling his disciples when he said, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees," was about their hypocrisy. Though they appeared religious, they did not have any real connection with God, real fellowship with God. And Jesus was warning his disciples to not be like them and not to follow their doctrines also. Then Matthew goes on to write about Jesus coming to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." There are several things that we can learn from this passage. Peter getting a revelation from God the Father that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. And Jesus himself tells Simon that it's not flesh and blood, not people who have revealed this to him, but the Father in heaven. And two things he tells Peter: "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." On this rock, meaning that on the rock that Jesus is, he was going to build the church, and the gates of Hades or hell would not prevail, though they may war against it. And Jesus gave great authority to Peter here, and he says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven," giving him the authority to bind on earth so that the same thing would happen in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth, that would be loosed in heaven. We read about the same thing in chapter 18, but that Jesus speaks in a different context. This Jesus speaks immediately after he says about the gates of hell not prevailing against the church that Jesus was going to build. And it means the power that Jesus was going to give his disciples and all who would receive the power of the Holy Spirit, they would be able to war against the evil spirits and they would overcome them. Next, we see Jesus telling his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. But Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." And Peter rebuked Jesus because he did not want his Lord to suffer. He could not even think about his master, his teacher, going through sufferings. But Jesus knew that that was ordained by God and that was the path that was chosen for him. That's why he rebukes Peter and tells him, "You are an offense to me, because you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." And Matthew ends the chapter by Jesus telling his disciples regarding taking up the cross and following him. And Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? The Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works." And finally, Jesus told them, "Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So summarizing chapter 16, the first point is the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to Jesus and telling him to show a sign from heaven. We must always remember that Jesus did all the miracles only when the Father asked him to do it and in the way in which the Father in heaven wanted him to do it. Here was a demand that was being made to Jesus, but he did not oblige, and he said that no sign shall be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Second point is Jesus warning his disciples regarding the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The disciples did not understand it at first, but then they knew that Jesus was talking about doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees and also the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The third point in this chapter is Jesus asking his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" It was Simon Peter who had a revelation from God the Father and answered Jesus and told him, "You're Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus tells Peter, "You are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus gives great power to his disciples and here to Peter and says, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The fourth point in this chapter is Jesus predicting his death and resurrection. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to suffer, but we see Peter taking him aside and rebuking him, "This shall not happen." But then Jesus rebukes Peter and tells him that he's an offense to him because he's not mindful of the things of God but the things of men. And the fifth and final point in this chapter is Jesus telling his disciples to take up the cross and follow him. "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And Jesus tells his disciples, "What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" So this was chapter 16 for you. Hope this audio was a blessing to you. Do tune into further audios. I'm Dr. Johnson Cherian, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.